Friends, the man in the gospel today, he approaches Jesus to settle a dispute between he and his brother. The man's brother refused to share his inheritance with him. Jesus knows that greed fills this man's heart, and so he says to him, he warns him, he says, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." And then Jesus takes the opportunity to teach him a very simple, but a very profound truth that he also wants us all to hear this morning. And that is, although the goal of life is not to gain riches, the goal of life, you know, the aim is not to amass material things, to ensure that we have a comfortable life on earth. Even though the goal of life is not to gain riches, the purpose and meaning of life actually is to become rich. Jesus wants all of us to become rich. But as he says, rich in what matters to God. And so in order to do so, in order to drive this point home, our Lord tells us this parable of the rich fool. It was the year that the man's crop, it was a very bountiful harvest. And so he planned to tear down all his barns, right? Tear them down, build up larger ones, enough to store all that he had harvested, all of his goods. This man was set for life. He had so many things stored up for so many years. He can now rest and eat and drink and be merry. The reason he is called a fool is because he pinned all of his hopes and desires on storing up earthly wealth, thinking that material possessions is all that he needed to gain happiness and security. Now, don't get Jesus wrong. He's not saying that we shouldn't own things that we need to live. We must all do that. But it's quite another thing if material goods become the focus of our life. This is the distinction that Jesus wants to make. The reason this man is a fool is because his only insurance policy, if you will, was material things. He put all his trust and security in these things. But then God told him, he said, "This night your life will be demanded of you. And the things that you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" And so our Lord, I think, wants to bring home to us that yes, let us be thankful for each day that we have been given by God, but also let's live each day as if it's our last. And if this day, brothers and sisters, if this day was, if God would say to us, "This night your life will be demanded of you," let us live this day as if it's that day, our last, and become rich. Let's become rich this day, as if it's our last, rich in the things that matter to God. Because Jesus, friends, he offers us incredible riches. And I think that this is a theme that, you know, over the last month that seems to be in my prayer and in preaching, really seems to really come to me. And that is, and you've heard me say it before, that God has a purpose for each and every one of us. Each one of you and for me, he's got a plan and a purpose, and he desires only what's best for us. Because God is a loving Father, he only desires that which is good for us and for our happiness. And so it's also good to trust him. Trust that plan, trust that purpose that he has for us. And trust that he wants us to become rich in the things that matter to him. What are those things? Becoming rich in what matters to God is growing in those treasures of faith, hope, and charity. Faith, believing and trusting in God and all that he has revealed to us, knowing that he is a loving Father. Hope, trusting that God has called me personally to heaven, and he wants me to be there someday. And he promises to give me the grace that I need to get there as long as I cooperate with him. And charity, loving God with all of my heart and loving my neighbor as myself. Becoming rich in what matters to God is letting God give you the graces that he wants to give to you. Even if that's scary sometimes. Because when we open our souls to God just an inch, God comes in and he can work, he can do awesome things in our life if we but allow him to. It is letting God work powerfully in my life, letting him give me the graces, letting him give me the charisms, letting him give me the gifts that the Holy Spirit wants to give to me. Becoming rich in what matters to God is allowing him to forgive me, allowing him to give me the grace that I need to root out sin in my life, to overcome temptation. Becoming rich in what matters to God is having that personal relationship with him. It is spending time with him in prayer. It's loving him in his word, in the scripture, and immersing ourselves in it. Becoming rich in what matters to God is being faithful sons and daughters of Holy Mother Church. It is practicing our faith vibrantly, practicing our faith joyfully, rejoicing that God has brought us together in this community of believers, this family of faith. Becoming rich in what matters to God is being allowing ourselves to be fed by him. He who feeds us with his body and his blood. Why? So that he can give us the most treasured thing on this earth. You know, the author of The Lord of the Rings, a big Tolkien fan, J.R.R. Tolkien said, he was a faithful Catholic, he said that there is only one thing really worth loving on this earth, and that is the Blessed Sacrament. The one thing really worth loving on this earth. Of course, there's other loves, but we must love the Blessed Sacrament because it is here that Jesus feeds us with his body and his blood. So friends, we are so very blessed to be Catholic, to have these riches at our fingertips, because these are riches. Just like Jesus says to the man in the gospel today, he says, hey, tonight you're going to die. What are you going to do with all your stuff, right? Where's it going to go? Who's it going to belong to? But these riches, the riches of his grace, these we are able to keep into the next life. It's these spiritual riches, becoming rich in what matters to God, we are able to take with us because they become part of us. And we are able to take them with us into the next life when we leave this earth. And so, friends, the question that we ask ourselves is this: what do I seek? What do I seek in my life? Where is my heart? Where is my treasure? Where do I seek security? In what do I place my trust? Do I place it in myself or in my earthly possessions? Where do I place my trust? Do I place it in God? Do I place it in his grace? Do I place it in his power to forgive me and give me his mercy and do awesome things in my life? Do I place my trust in those invisible riches, those ones that prepare my soul for eternal life? St. Paul gives us the perfect advice in the second reading. He says, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. He says, think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Let us place our sights on heaven. Let us place our sights, even while we are in this life, while we love our families and we love our communities and seek to do God's will on this earth, even as we do so, let us say, Lord, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's always seek our put our eyes on the prize. Keep our eyes fixed while we have a foot in this life, that we may set our sights on eternity, where we hope to be with Jesus someday. And let us live this day as if it's our last. This day as if it's our last, becoming rich in the things that truly matter to God. May it be so. Amen.